we're going to return to our usual fare of the political news. Gabia, the Dáil, let's start with leaders' questions and our opening headline of the programme tonight, an X-ray machine that was never installed.
Yes, so really this issue dominating leaders' questions today. We learned in the Sunday Independent over the weekend that the National Gallery of Ireland had spent nearly €125,000 on this X-ray machine that has never been used. It's been sitting there for about 8 years. And the problem with it is that the gallery has never been able to find a room which is lead-lined, of course, because it's an X-ray machine, so it has some radioactive components. And it is this lead room that you need to put in this radioactive component. There was a room that was found, but it was deemed to be perhaps not suitable to carry the weight of the lead. So the radioactive component is still sitting with a supplier in London, I understand. And the rest of the machine is in the National Gallery, but it's not working. Now, they're looking to come up with a solution. I think they explored some off-site options, but they're hoping to keep it on-site in a mobile unit. They're working on something in conjunction with the Environmental Protection Agency. And of course, this comes, I suppose, as the latest issue around spending from that very government department, Department of Arts, Culture, Media. We had the issues around RTE revealed a couple of years ago. In recent weeks, we had the Arts Council and €7 million spent on an IT system that is pretty much, it's non-functioning and really not a lot of it can be salvaged. And so Mary Lou McDonald asking questions around those. I will also say it was Taoiseach Simon Harris on his way into Cabinet this morning that also raised around issues around controls within that government department. But in fairness, if you were to cast your eye over spending, I mean, you look at the OPW and the bike shed, if you look at the National Children's Hospital, the overspend there, if you look at the amount that has been spent on Metro for the north side of Dublin, you know, and not even a shovel in the ground. And they're all different government departments.
All right. And we had the Taoiseach up today responding, saying that there was righteous anger out there, but very much saying that it wasn't the government's fault. Let's hear from him first. And we'll hear then directly afterwards from Padraig Tobin from Aintu, who was summing it up as he saw it.
It is incomprehensible that they would have proceeded under a digitisation scheme to purchase a scanner and not have organised in advance how that scanner would be deployed. And that is not acceptable. I think it should be examined fully by the Public Accounts Committee. It simply isn't good enough. The gallery has to answer for this. People are right to be angry about it. Could I also say that politicians in this House cannot be responsible for how individual agencies or the gallery or an art centre procure and deliver. We create boards. Boards are established by legislation. There is responsibilities here on those who decide on these things.
Actually, Columbus found the New World faster than the National Gallery actually found a room to fit this particular scanner in. There is a significant pattern. We have citizens to the pin of their collar, and yet we have this government who are incinerating their taxpayers' money on a daily basis.
Oh, that was the Taoiseach and Padraig Tobin. Gabby, it would appear that either by sheer luck that these things are coming to light early on in Patrick O'Donovan's tenure as minister, or there's a concerted effort to get the bad news out early to make sure that these things don't, the landmines don't explode in the middle of his tenure.
Yes, so spending and the story really around this X-ray, I mean, for the first time we are hearing it through the annual report for the year 2023 from the gallery that was signed off by Cabinet this morning. That report was also, I believe, submitted last October to the then Minister, Catherine Martin. So certainly Fine Gael making a very concerted effort there to get out the bad news, as you say. And we know that Patrick O'Donovan has commissioned an review, not just into the governance and the cultures at the Arts Council, but also into his own department. So there is concern there amongst the very top levels of government about how the Department of Arts, Culture, Media is functioning. And I think there will also be, I think all the bodies that have been awarded grants, they're also going to have to account now for on what that money has been spent.
All right. Shane Moynihan, the Taoiseach today declared himself furious. The Taoiseach said people are right to be furious, but very much trying to put distance between himself and the National Gallery, saying there's a board for the National Gallery and nothing to see here as far as government is concerned. I mean, it does come under a government department. Is there, you know, overstretching the arm's length approach here?
I don't think so, Colm. The first thing to say is, like you said, and like the Taoiseach and Thomas have said, it is deeply troubling that this isn't Art Council's money, it's taxpayers' money. And to see this kind of lack of planning, lack of foresight in a government...
Well, not the Arts Council, in this case, the National Gallery.
The National Gallery. And it is extremely worrying. And, you know, coming from a private sector background, when you hear about this sort of waste and you hear about this level of bad planning, it is something that raises a significant concern. That being said, we also appoint management structures, we appoint boards and these things to oversee the behaviour of these agencies as well. They are ultimately accountable for that as well. I would also point out that in this case, the state watchdog, the Comptroller and Auditor General, was the one that found the overrun, was the one that brought it to the attention of the Minister, who then brought it to Cabinet. So that overspend and that waste was identified, and now we're in a position to deal with it.
All right. Conor McGuinness, you've heard what Shane Moynihan says there. It's... There's a board, it's a separate thing, it's nothing to do with government.
The Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and the ministers are trying to act as commentators here. They're expressing their righteous anger, but they ignore the fact that they are ultimately politically responsible for this. They're their departments, the agencies come under their department. And what we see here is a culture of waste and a lack of accountability at the heart of government. And they have to own this, and they can't, as we saw the Taoiseach try to do in the Dáil, which I thought was astounding, try to hand off responsibility to other bodies. They're the government. At the end of the day, the buck stops with them, and they have to be politically accountable. We see them very happy to take the perks and privileges of high political office. Their first piece of legislation passed in this Dáil and passed by this new government was to create new junior ministerial posts. But by the same token, they're not happy to take the responsibility and the level of accountability that comes with being in government.
All right. Ciarán Hearn, is it really reasonable to expect a minister to be down in the detail of every state agency when there are boards there that are supposed to control that? If that was the case with spends of around €125,000, the minister would be spending all of his time looking under the bonnet of agencies and not getting on with implementing policy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the public are sick of hearing about the levels of waste. You know, we've had it from the bike shed, we've had it with the Children's Hospital, we had it with the Oireachtas printer, where they lacked a measuring tape to get into the room. Now we have it with the National Gallery scanner, where they lacked a weighing scales to get it into the building. You know, this is about culture, and it comes from the top. And that's where ministers can have an influence on the boards. And I mean, it's about ensuring that the right checks and balances are in place. That's what we're talking about here. And they were clearly not in place in these organisations, that nobody put their hand up and said, hang on a second, should we be doing this? Is this a good idea? Is there common sense being applied to this?
Shane Moynihan?
But what we're seeing at the moment is the minister has called out the behaviour of the National Gallery, the Comptroller and Auditor General, the constitutional officer whose job it is to check on how agencies spend the money, has performed their functions in accordance with their role, and they've identified the spend, and the minister is now in a position, having flagged to the cabinet, to hold the board accountable. I think, as you said yourself, Colin, to expect the minister to be in the detail of every single spending decision, I mean, I would hope that's not what either of my co-panelists are plausibly suggesting should be the state to do it. The political accountability piece is in through how that control and how that oversight is exercised over the board. We saw how the review now is being put in place for the Arts Council. That is the mechanism of accountability as well. And I'd also say that we've heard a lot of talk about the role of the state. The state has also delivered a lot of other things on time and on budget. And a number of roads projects that the Taoiseach mentioned in the Dáil today, the surgical hub that was opened last week, that was delivered on time and on budget. So to suggest that there's a culture of waste, I think, is number one, doing a disservice to the public servants who are delivering projects on time and on their budget, who are avoiding that culture of waste. But the role of the Comptroller and Auditor General is to identify those areas where it's not up to par and to address them appropriately.
Well, culture and leadership are the key roles of government and government ministers and their departments and their respective briefs. And we see a lack of that. And we saw today with the Taoiseach going to great lengths to say who else might be responsible but him. And that is where culture starts. And when that leadership is refusing to take account, refusing to take responsibility, that permeates down. I think the other thing, and I have to agree with what Gabby has said earlier, that this isn't just about the arts community. And I think from what I've picked up in the media today, that there is spin and overdrive today from certain political particularly Fine Gael, I would say, that are trying to say this is an issue with the arts. This is a legacy of the last government and former Minister Catherine Martin, that this is about the arts community. It's not. And just look at Minister Patrick O'Donovan. He was the junior minister with responsibility for the OPW at the time of the infamous bike shed, for example, and many more projects as well. So this is a culture that's there, I think, at the heart of government. And it's about a lack of accountability and a lack of stepping up and taking responsibility. With the perks and the privileges comes the responsibility and the accountability.
All right. Gabby, the tarnished at Simon Harris today, declared himself furious about this. I mean, there are a lot of other things, a lot of other issues in the state that people might be more furious about, you know, places in special schools. We'll be talking about the Children's Rights Alliance report card for the government this year. I mean, if people are furious about everything, what does fury mean anymore?
Yeah, and is it really real fury? I mean, we did see also fury at Cabinet when the €7 million spend on the IT system for the Arts Council was detailed. We also saw fury from the Oireachtas when the bike shed spending around that was detailed too. And we've had lots and lots of fury about the National Children's Hospital. Doesn't mean that it's made any effort in getting it opened up any quicker. I will make the point that I think Fine Gael are putting the blame, not necessarily on the arts community per se, but certainly the Greens, because of course Catherine Martin would have been in charge in the last government. And in fairness, the electorate there has had their say. Like, she no longer has a seat. We know that on the Arts Council issue that she was aware of that before the general election. And to Shane's point that a lot of civil servants do their jobs, and I'm sure they do, but it is when you fall down and when you have story after story after story about a lot of, like, a really quite colossal sums of money. Perhaps, yes, €120,000 is not that big when you compare it to the Children's Hospital or even the Security Hut, which was €1 million. But, like, it doesn't help paint the picture of how efficient our state is. And actually, when you look across the pond and you have the Department of Government Efficiency that's headed by Elon Musk, I mean, you'd kind of nearly start to wonder, like, do we need something similar like that here to come in to weed through all these projects and all the taxpayer money that's been spent and to actually whittle down, you know, what is being, is there proper oversight of all these projects and all this spending of taxpayers' money?
Okay. Probably a lot of civil servants wouldn't be like getting like the same kind of emails that they're getting over in the States. We've got a couple of messages in from listeners. One by WhatsApp. I pay a lot of tax, but is this really the most important news today? Simon Harris describes his fury at this €100,000 expenditure. Well, it's €124,000. But anyway, the same man who signed off on the mess, that's the Children's Hospital. Ridiculous overreactions. That's one texter. And then another one to 51551. When has a civil servant or head of these agencies ever been disciplined or fired for this waste in Ireland? Never. It's so frustrating to pay 52% of my income taxes and see it wasted. I'm disgusted, says John in Galway. Ciarán Hearn, how furious are you?
Look, I don't want to get angry, I want to get even. We want, and by the way, in relation to the art sector, we want to make sure that artists don't suffer because of the failings of management here, right? That's got to be really important, and we're looking for assurances from the Minister on that, you know, budgets for artists who are so central to our culture, to our soul as a nation, that they aren't impacted because of these things.
But it's accountability, is it? I mean, that's kind of the point here, is that it would be really unfair for artists, which is the average person who's getting the Arts Council grants or from other places that fall within the remit of the Department of Arts, Culture and Media, if they were punished, when it's the people that are above them, that there seems to be no accountability. And even in all the scandals that we've had in recent years and months, like, nothing ever really seems to come of them. It's a scandal and everyone's very angry, but comes of it.
Here's a good example of something that possibly Ciarán Hearn might be looked into and solved pretty quickly. A machine was procured in 2017. I did a quick search of the annual reports of the National Galleries this evening before we came on air, using the word X-ray. X-ray is mentioned in 2017. There is no reference made to this X-ray machine that I could find. It may have been the search I used, but there's no reference that I could find thereafter, apart from a piece of handheld X-ray technology which was purchased in 2017 as well, and was used thereafter. But it was bought, it wasn't used. You know, where was it, and how is the decision made? It seems a pretty simple thing to get to the bottom of, doesn't it?
You would think, but I mean, we have to welcome the fact today that, for example, the OPW, I believe, are going to be hiring an internal auditor to try and root out problems like this before. And as Shane said, in fairness, you know, the fact that this has come to light as a result of the Comptroller and Auditor General, that is the system working to an extent. Mm-hmm. Now, it's pretty slow if it's been, you know, if this has been an issue since 2017. So perhaps there are more resources required in that agency. But that's the way we want to go.
Right. Shane Moynan, I did hear you refer to that old saw, you know, this wouldn't happen in the private sector.
Coming from the private sector. That's not what I said.
That's coming from
a liberal paraphrasing of what I said.
I said, coming from the private sector.
I came from a private sector background.
And therefore you were annoyed.
There would be something that would be there. But I'd also say, both my parents worked in the public sector.
Right.
And they were very conscious of
Okay, so why would people in the private sector be particularly annoyed about this?
Well, I think ultimately it comes down to individual decisions. So when you have a management structure or a senior management structure in that agency, you would hope that they would be keeping an eye on how spending is happening there. It isn't necessarily that you go back to the shareholders, which is the same relationship between the government and an agency in this case, accounting for or asking for individual decisions all the time. I think ultimately what I would also say is, as a lot of your texters have said, people who do pay significantly high amounts of tax, they want to see that everyone at all levels of an organisation are making spending decisions that are there.
All right. I've worked in the public and the private sector, and I've seen some pretty nonsensical decisions made in the private sector.
And I should also say, I work in the public sector as well, Colm. I would hate for deliberate paraphrasing to paint a trope of a stereotype that I wasn't trying to portray.
Okay. Conor McGuinness?
Yeah, I think people listening to this and I suppose over the last year or so, seeing all the waste, would be very frustrated. And some of the fury, and I have to say, I think the Taoiseach's fury is performative. But people are very frustrated because, irrespective of the level of tax that they pay, they see the absolute poverty in terms of some of the public services that are available to people. And I'm thinking about special education spaces. You mentioned it already, was brought up in the Dáil today and over the last number of weeks. We had a private member's motion on it last week. I'm thinking of operations for children who are in severe pain and on long waiting lists, and access into child and adolescent mental health services. There are so many things that people are frustrated about. And when they see this waste, it's not because of an X-ray scanner in the National Gallery. It is because they see where that money and the 9 million on phone pouches, for example, the 1.4 million on security hosts, they see where this money could be better spent.
All right. Well, we all understand that they're coming from different pockets. The 9 million on phone pouches, you know, I suppose those phone pouches will be delivered for that 9 million euro following the contract. And, you know, it has been pointed out by government before that a considerable amount more was paid for phone pouches in Northern Ireland.
Well, you take my point that people are very, very frustrated about this out of control, in many cases, and unaccountable government spending, right, when there are so many other things that aren't getting the adequate attention.
Whether the book stops with government or not, or whether they accept the responsibility, we saw it in the lead up to the general election as well. That general sense of how public money is handled contributes to a frustration, if not a cynicism, amongst voters out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I think to pick up on that point of the phone pouches, I mean, that was 9 million euro. And I think that there was a lot of furore about it at the time. But actually, as the policy was sort of combed through, I think there was sort of an acceptance that perhaps, look, maybe this actually is not the worst idea ever. I mean, the state does have, it is very, very wealthy. It does have a lot of money. And I think there's a frustration amongst the public there when they look at, for example, not being able to get a GP appointment, or when they're on a hospital waiting list for years, or when they're paying extortionate amounts in rent. They're kind of going, look, we have all this money, we're spending all of this money on all these different things. Why can't basic services be gotten right?
All right. We do have a raft of texts in this. Somebody saying, oh my God, the private sector wastes money all the time. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. This isn't, of course, Shane Moynan didn't say the private sector doesn't waste money. He just said he came from a private sector background. The private sector doesn't have taxpayers' money that the public sector has and thinks it can throw around like confetti. But we've heard numerous examples of projects that do come in on time as well, and public servants who work hard. Here we go again, somebody else echoing that as well. I think there's a number of texts in the same vein there, but